No, I think I'm going to think about it tonight. But, I mean, they're going to play, obviously. Haven't thought through exactly how much, but they're definitely going to play.
We
include anybody as a starter on our team. You know, we're going to let them play, and, you know, we'll get them out of there, you know, soon enough. But they need to play.
Did you like what you saw out of Joe in his first game?
Oh, yeah. I think Joe is rounding into form, you know. But I think, you know, it's good for him to get out there and play and get back in the game. And, you know, he's had some good practices and a great practice today. And I'm sure he'll go out and play well. No, that had nothing to do with it. No, not at all. I mean, obviously we've seen an opportunity to you know, better our situation here for the future. I totally support, you know, our team as far as making those decisions. You know, again, it's probably unheard of to get a fourth-round pick in that situation for a good player, you know, and he'll go back to Carolina, and I'm sure he'll help that football team. But there's also some punters out there that we liked that we are going to put on our team to also give us a chance to still be successful in that area.
You get the timing makes it look like a little bit like
positive. Oh, yeah, no, it wasn't. I can guarantee everybody that wasn't it. Obviously, I was disappointed in what happened at that time, and I told him so. But that had nothing to do with the decision that we made yesterday.
In the experimenting and mixing and matching that you've done,
mm-hmm.
I understand that's going to pay dividends in the long run, but do you think that has set you back a little bit in your development as a team?
Honestly, I don't know that it has. I don't know that it hasn't. I just, you know, as I've said since day one, our head's down. We're just working, and we're going to continue. If we have to continue to mix and match, then we will. Hopefully we'll trot out a team that we feel very comfortable with that go play well. My job as a head coach is to make sure that we are in the best position to win offensively, defensively, and special teams. So if that means we have to keep doing that till we can make it right, then that's what we'll do. But I think I'm very comfortable with where we are. I know what we're doing and how we're doing it. I know what it may appear to look like, but I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about this team getting better over the course of this week and as we head into the regular season. Well, I mean, obviously the guys I mentioned yesterday, exactly who the starters are going to be, I mean, that will, you know, be revealed, obviously, on Thursday night. But we have four candidates, you know, that's going to go out there and play, and we're going to play them all, you know, and give them opportunity to go out there and show what they can do. That's what the game's for, you know, so guys can showcase their talent and ability. So we'll see exactly how that unfolds Thursday night. Absolutely. I think it's really important. You know, he's been off to a pretty good start. I mean, if you can score a touchdown a game and catch some long ones, that's pretty good. But, no, he needs to stay in it. You know, obviously he won't be able to be out there with the team at practice, but he'll be able to be in the building, which I think is a huge plus, and we really appreciate the league allowing him to do that. So I think he'll be able to, you know, kind of follow along with where we are and stay in it from that standpoint. And I think that's really all he can do. And just make sure he's on top of things and really understanding how we game plan, what our process is as far as getting ready for a game. He'll get a chance to see that firsthand.
You have a lot of wide receivers, obviously. Any thoughts of numbers you might end up with?
No, we haven't really gotten into that yet. I'm sure, you know, myself and Sashi and Paul and Andrew will have that conversation here pretty soon. Some very talented young men in that room, you know, and obviously all of them can't stay, so someone's going to get some really good players. But at the same time, I know we'll make sure that the guys we keep are the guys that we need to keep here that have a chance to help our football team.
Is there a point of emphasis for Robert this week to try to distribute the ball in different ways? And, again, they're just kind of relying on the long ball?
Yeah, no. I'm not going to say, you know, it's really important for him to distribute. I think it's really important just to run our offense, you know, and I know what you're meaning because last week, I mean, what it's been is long ball heaven here. You know, but no, we do need to move the ball around a little bit. I think everybody knows we can throw it down the field, but I think there's a lot of other things we can do too. So we just got to continue to keep improving.
Coming months, what do you want to see from him?
just keep completing the ball. I think he was, what, 5 or 6 last week and had good completion a week before that. I mean, we know he knows how to complete the ball. It's just running our offense and understanding where the ball goes, just understanding the National Football League game, you know, just how fast it is and how things change and how defenses work. You know, it's just the experience. He needs to get the experience, and he'll get the opportunity to play and probably play longer than he has this week all year. So that'll be important for him.
Mm-hmm. You know, losing some weight, knocking rust off. To see him do what he did against a Pro Bowl corner the other night, what did you learn about?
All those things you just mentioned, he's pretty close to being there. You know, I think he's in better shape than he was, obviously. He's lost weight. I mean, he looks like Josh. What I've learned is that he's a really good football player that can do a lot of different things. You know, so again, he's just another tool that we're add to our arsenal once we get him back, and we'll continue to keep growing him. But I think you guys all know what he is. I do now, and looking forward to getting him back.
What would you like to see out of Corey Thursday night, and then can he kind of fast track this to be where you need him to be week one?
Yeah, I mean, he needs to go do it. You know, I think he's getting back to the grind of it because he's been consistently in practice. So I think any time a player can practice, I think it's the most important thing for young players. They need to practice in order to have a chance to play good. So he's been very consistent in practice. And, you know, he needs to go out and play the game this week on Thursday and then prepare himself for next week, you know, because, I mean, the intensity and how things are played in the National Football League and regular season is much different than preseason. I think we all respect that. So he's got some big challenges ahead of himself, but I think he'll be up to the task. You know, it's Mary Kay, I don't, you know, again, everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know, and, you know, freedom of speech and all that. So I try not to get into any of that. You know, Colin's on another team, and I'm really not supposed to even be commenting about a player on another team. So, you know, what I'm trying to do is win a football game, you know, and trying to get our team better. So, I mean, I know that's the big story that's going on, but I'd rather just kind of stay away from all that at this point. Well, I think I'm going to watch everything, you know, along with our executive staff. You know, I think, again, we're at the stage of trying to put our best team together. How many spots, you know, how many, what the numbers are, I'm not sure of that. But, obviously we all know there are some. You know, there's 53 that we got to make sure that we have here. So we'll work at it, and we'll see how this thing shakes out. Thank you very much.